Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccerphiles Canada. We are continuing our look at the African Cup 2021 at the players of each team, and today we'll be looking at Mauritania. So the way we do this is to kind of look at the participation of the players, especially over the last year, and categorize them into definite, likely, possible but unlikely, seems to be off the squad, retired or injured. And if there's a new player that we find selected by, say, for the preliminary or for the final squad that is not in our soccer files, we will add them to the list. And for YouTube listeners, you can look at the simple graphic we have to actually see the names. Or for audio listeners, we'll try to repeat the names three times at least so that you familiarize yourself with the players as we introduce them. And I should add that if you want kind of the quick version, you can skip to about the last 3 minutes or so, where we go over the players we think will be the starters for the team. Those on YouTube can actually see the list of names we've covered there. But for audio listeners, it would just be a kind of a review of the main players. All right, so let's begin with the manager, and we have an interesting situation here where manager Corentin Martins, who led the team to the 2019 African Cup and actually led them to this cup as well, was sacked after a poor start in qualifying for the 2022 World Cup. So those games were in September, October, and November. So I would imagine he was sacked sometime in October or November. The manager who came in was Didier Gomes da Rosa. And Didier Gomes da Rosa, of course, has been with the team just since 2021, and he's been the manager of club teams mostly in Africa before that, in various countries: Sudan, Egypt, Guinea, Ethiopia, Algeria, and Cameroon, and Rwanda. So he's kind of been around with club teams, now managing his first national team. Okay, let's take a look at the goalkeepers. And we have a definite candidate in Babacar Diop. Babacar Diop played five of the 10 games in 2021. And I actually say relevant games because they have a few other games that don't really count among the games we're counting when I say 10 games here. So he played five of those, including the last four. And he plays in Mauritania for AFC Police and is 26 years old and has seven caps since 2019. So definite, or maybe we should say confident, that he'll make the final squad, Babacar Diop. Likely to make the squad is Namora Diarra. Namora Diarra has played seven of their first 10 games in 2021, seven of their 10 relevant games, and was on the bench for the last two. So I only think Babacar Diop is more likely because he played the last four games there, but definitely. At least on the bench, Namora Diarra. And we only have one other candidate who actually seems to be off the squad, and that's Brahim Suleiman. Brahim Suleiman last played in the 2019 African Cup, but he was the starter there. I think he got a red card there. No, he rushed out of his net. Deserving a red card for one of the times he rushed out of his net, but didn't get a red card. He is 25 years old, and had 29 caps, but I actually won't spend a lot of time since he seems to be off the team now. Okay, let's take a look and see who actually made it. And surprisingly, Babacar Diop did make it, so he'll probably be the starter. But Namora Diaw and Brahim Suleiman did not make the squad. Instead, there's a couple of other candidates who made the squad. And the first is Mohamed El Mokhtar. Mohamed El Mokhtar has no caps for the national team, but he did appear on the bench in October 21 and was on the bench for one of their three remaining games. So he barely made our radar in the first place, but he did make the team. And also Mbak Ndiaye made the team. Mbak Ndiaye also has no caps for the national team, but first appeared on the bench in November 2019 and was on the bench for seven of their 10 games in 2021. So he probably should have made our radar there, but didn't. I'm going to consider him a backup keeper here behind Babacar Diop and El Mokhtar, probably the third string keeper. So just Mbak Ndiaye is 27 years old, whereas Mohamed El Mokhtar is just 19 years old there. All right, moving on to defenders. We'll begin with central defense here. And we have a definite candidate in Bakary Ndiaye. So Bakary Ndiaye played nine of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the other. He also scored one of their five goals in qualifying. So he was a starter in the 2019 African Cup. He's just 23 years old, but has 39 caps since his start in 2016. And that one goal he got in qualifying is his only goal over those 39 caps. And he plays for Rhodos in Greece. We have a couple of likely candidates for central defence. In fact, we have four. So the first of those is Abdul Ba. Abdul Ba is the captain. He played six of their 10 relevant games in 2021. And wasn't selected for the last two. So he would have been a definite, but that moved him down the notch in our assessment. He's 27 years old and earned his first cap in 2013 and has 48 caps. And he currently plays for Al-Ahli Tripoli in Libya and was in Morocco before that. So Abdul Ba there, a likely candidate. Next is Diadi Diarra. Diadi Diarra played four of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for five others. He was born in France and is 28 years old. He's been with the team since 2017 and has 11 caps. And he did appear in the African Cup 2019. But was a sub there, and he himself, even though he subbed into game three, he subbed out injured. So he subbed in injured in the 17th minute for an injured player, and then himself got injured and subbed out at 60. He plays for Sedan in France. All right, El Hassin Houbib is our next likely candidate, and he played four of their 10 games in 2021, including the last three, and was on the bench for three others. So he plays for Al-Zahra in Iraq. He plays in Iraq and is 28 years old. He's been on the team since 2019. But only has five caps in that time, so doesn't seem like a starter for the team. That is El Hassin Houbib. And finally, Abdali Mahmoud. Abdali Mahmoud is played 7 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those. And he's just 21 years old, but has been on the squad since 2018 and has 14 caps. He plays for Alavaz in Spain. So I actually think he'll be one of the more likely ones there. So let's take a look at some of the other candidates. Okay, next one is Umar Mangane, we consider possible. So Umar Mangane played 6 of their 10 relevant games in 2021, but wasn't selected for the last 2. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong information there. Umar Mangane played 1 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 4. He's 29 years old and has 8 caps since 2018, so not a starter really for the team. He plays in Mauritania. And finally, we have Salih Sarr, who seems to be off the squad. He was a substitute in 2019 African Cup, but he never made it onto the field, and that was the last time he played for the team. So we'll give a little more detail on him if he's selected. But let's go and see which of these players made the team. So surprisingly, Bakary Ndiaye, the candidate we had as a definite, was only selected for the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. But Abdul Ba is the captain of the team and was selected. And in fact, all of our likely candidates were selected. Diadi Diarra, Abdali Mahmoud and El Hassin Hubeib all selected. And it's hard to say who's going to be the starter there, but I'm going to say Abdul Ba and Abdali Mahmoud as the likely starters. And Diadi Diarra and El Hassin Hubeib as the backups. I might be completely wrong there. I take full responsibility. Okay, but Umar Mangane, our possible candidate, and Salih Sarr did not make the squad, even the preliminary squad there. And, okay, let's move on. Hang on, I just want to check one thing before I do move on. I want to see how many players were on the preliminary squad, but I got to be honest and say I'm not sure. I don't have the information before me in the soccer files. Okay, let's move on to left backs, where we have 2 likely candidates. The first one is Hussein Abdurrahman. Hussein Abdurrahman had played 5 of their 10 relevant games in 2021, including the last 3. So, and he was on the bench for 4 others. So he is 26 years old and has been with the national team since 2016 and has 15 caps. And he currently plays in Belgium. Ali Abed is our other likely candidate. So Ali Abed played 6 of their 10 games in 2021 and was not selected for 4 others, including the last match. He's 24 years old and has been with the team since 2015 and has 42 caps and 2 goals besides. So he was a starter in 2019 and he plays for Valenciennes in France and before that Levante in Spain. So he seems slightly more likely than Hussein Abdurrahman. But we'll come back when we check who made the squad, because we have another possible candidate in Abdul Kadir Thiam. So Abdul Kadir Thiam played three of their 10 games in 2021, including the last two, and was on the bench for two others. So the 23-year-old has been with the squad since 2018 and has eight caps in that time. He was born in Mauritania, but actually moved to France at a young age. And he was on the team selected in 2019, but was just a sub and he never got on the field. So if he makes the team here, he looks like he would be a sub too. Before we check, we'll give one possible but unlikely candidate in Mohamedan Beibu. So Mohamedan Beibu just played one of their games in 2021. We'll come back to him if he's selected. All right, those are the candidates for left back, and let's take a look at which one of them's made it. And it was three of them, actually, our likely candidate, our two likely candidates, Ali Abed and Hussein Abdurrahman, both made the squad, and Abdul Kadir Thiam also made the squad. So we will consider him, Abdul Kadir Thiam, as a substitute, and Ali Abed, I think he looks like the most likely candidate as a starter. But we'll put Hussein Abdurrahman as a maybe. Although both of them can't play, so it'll be interesting to see who lines up as the starter there. Let's turn to right backs, and we have El Mustafa Diar, we considered a likely candidate. He played six of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. So he's 25 years old and has 30 caps since 2015. And he plays in Mauritania now with Nuad Hebo, which seems to be one of their bigger clubs, but has played abroad. He played in Belarus and was in Oman. Also, so that is El Mustafa Diar, a likely candidate, and two possible candidates are Lemrabat El Hassan. So Lemrabat El Hassan played two of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. He's 24 years old. He's been with the team since 2017, but only has nine caps. So he plays for that same club in Mauritania, Nuad Hebo, and usually just plays in local tournaments, but is on the slate here as a candidate. Our second possible candidate is Haruna Sai, or sometimes called Haruna Abu Demba. He played four of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. And he plays in France, where he was born, actually, plays for Grenoble Foot. So he's 30 years old and has 15 caps since 2016. And he started game one in the 2019 African Cup, but suffered a terrible ankle injury, which ended his tournament 53 minutes into game one. So unfortunate for him. And let's take a look and see who made it. Well, surprisingly, our likely candidate, El Mustafa Diar, did not make the squad, and nor did Lemrabat El Hassan. So that leaves us Haruna Sai. And so I would guess he would be the starter, although I kind of wonder if at the end of qualifying there, if our left backs, Ali Abid or Hussein Abdurrahman, moved over to the right side to play in that position. However, I do see that we have one candidate who's added here, and that is Karamoko, Suleiman Karamoko. So he had never appeared for the national team before being named to the squad. So he has no caps. And he was born in France and plays for Nancy in France. So he may be stepping into the role, but he hasn't been tried out yet. So I'll stick with what I have, considering Haruna Sai as a maybe. In that case, and kind of suspect that one of the left backs may be coming across to play as right back. Okay, let's move on to midfielders and begin with defensive midfielders. So we have a definite candidate in Yali Mohamed Dalaya. Yali Mohamed Dalaya played 9 of their 10 games in 2021 and is 24 years old. But he's been with the team since 2015 and has 54 caps. Pretty impressive for his age, and 2 goals. And he did start and finish all games in the 2019 African Cup, and he plays for Al Nassr in Libya. So he's been with a few teams in Algeria and in Latvia, but mostly in Mauritania. Okay, the next one is Almike Ndiaye, and we consider him a likely candidate. He played 5 of their 10 games in 2021, was on the bench for 2 others. And he was born in Spain, but plays in France for a smaller club. He's 25 years old and has 8 caps since 2020 and a goal too. So likely candidate, Almike Ndiaye. We have 2 possible candidates. The first one is Casa Camara. So Casa Camara played 4 of their 10 games in 2021, including the last 3, though, and was on the bench for 1 other. However, he was not selected for the last 4 matches. But he is 29 years old and has 43 caps since 2013, also 2 goals. He was born in France, but is currently playing for Northeast United in India and was with a couple of teams in Greece before that. So he started in the 2019 African Cup, but he seemed to lose his position in the last game there. But we consider him a possible candidate here. Sidi Yacoub Ethmane is our other possible candidate. So Sidi Yacoub Ethmane played 2 of their 10 relevant games in 2021 and was on the bench for 4 others. So he plays for AS Vita in Congo DR and is 26 years old and has 6 caps and 1 goal since 2019 for the national team. However, he was not selected for the 2019 African Cup. And we have a few other names, but we'll just mention them because they seem possible but unlikely, or else seem to be off the squad. So Alassane Diop, he was a sub in the 2019 African Cup, but was not on the bench for the last 6 of their games in 2021. Abdoulaye Ousmane didn't play any of their games in 2021, but he was on the bench for a game, so seems quite unlikely there. And Diallo Guidele. Diallo Guidele was selected for the 2019 African Cup. He only appeared once as a sub there, and last appeared for the national team in November 2019. So he played after that 2019 African Cup, but not for long. Let's take a look at the successful candidates here. So Yali Mohamed Delahi was selected, and I would guess he would be a starter. Almike Ndai, or Ndaye, was also selected. I'm going to put him as a maybe as a starter. And Sidi Yacoub Ethmane was selected, and I'm going to put him as a substitute there. But none of the candidates, the Alassane Diop, Abdoulaye Ousmane, or Diallo Guidele, none of those were selected for the squad. Moving on to central midfield, we have two possible candidates. The first one is Boda Moussin. Boda Moussin had only played in local local tournaments until he appeared on the bench five times in November 2019, and then twice in 2021. And then he earned his first cap for the team in November 2021, playing both of the last two games. So seems to have migrated from local tournament to the main team here. He's 27 years old and been with the team since 2017 and has 9 caps again, all but 2 of those in local tournaments. He plays in Mauritania for Nua Tibo, the main team, seems to be the main team. Kwesuma Fofana is the other possible candidate. Kwesuma Fofana had his first and only appearance in November 2021, playing their last relevant game there. And he's 29 years old, but earned his first cap just in 2021. He plays for CFR Cluj in Romania, which is a fairly big team. So I'm wondering if he had kind of declared his citizenship recently for Mauritania. All right, let's take a look at the central midfielders. And actually, both of those players made it, Boda Moussin and Kwesuma Fofana. It doesn't look like any of them is, either of them is really a starter, though. So I'm going to put them as substitutes, and maybe players from other position come into the central midfield. Let's turn over to the left midfield now. And we have a possible candidate there, Umar Camara. Umar Camara had his first appearance on the bench in June 2021. And then he played 3 of their remaining 8 games and was on the bench for 1. So he is 29 years old and, of course, has been with the team just since 2021. So maybe another player that declared allegiance to the team recently. He plays in Bulgaria, for Bero in Bulgaria. Okay, as a right midfielder, we'll do right midfielders before we check here. So as a right midfielder, we have 3 candidates. The first one is Ibrahima Koulibaly, and he played 4 of their 10 games in 2021, including the first 3. So he wasn't selected for the last 4 games. He is 32 years old, but only has 12 caps, having joined the team in 2019. He was born in France. He was a starter in the 2019 African Cup, but he subbed out of game 1 at halftime and lost his his starting position, it seemed, although he did come back for game three to start and finish. Anyway, he's just a possible candidate here, and his competition is Ismaël Diakité. So Ismaël Diakité played six of their games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those. So he looks a little more likely than Ibrahima Koulibaly. I'll tell you a little bit about him. He is 30 years old and is a veteran with the team. He's been with them since 2008, and he has 63 caps and 9 goals. So he plays for Al-Shamal in Qatar. And I'm going to move him up to likely because he seems quite a bit more likely than Ibrahima Koulibaly. He started and finished all games in the 2019 African Cup, but played a variety of positions. He was more of a forward than a midfielder there, more of an attacking player. So it is possible that more than one player listed as a right midfielder will actually be on the starting lineup. Okay, the next one is, nope, that's it for that position. So let's go over and take a look who made it there. So left midfielders, we talked about Umar Kamara as the only candidate there at the possible level, and he did make the squad. I'm going to put him as a maybe, though. And Ibrahima Koulibaly. Our right midfielder, he did make the squad too. We had him as a possible candidate. And let me see. It seems I was dead wrong there. Ismaël Diakité did not make the squad. I have moved him up from possible to likely, but he did not make the squad. Okay, we will move on to the wingers. And actually, for left wingers, we have no candidates there. So we'll move over to the right wing. And we have as a definite candidate Mamadou Niass. So Mamadou Niass played 8 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 2 others. So we consider him definite. He's been on the team since 2013, but he was not selected for the 2019 African Cup. He's 27 years old and has 38 caps and 5 goals. And he plays for El Entak El Harbi in Egypt, and he played in Lebanon before that and was in Mauritania at the beginning of his career. Okay, so that is we have another candidate. We have Idrissa Thiam as a possible right winger. So he played 3 of their 10 games in 2021, including the last 2. And he is 21 years old and has been with the team since 2020 with 4 caps. So he plays for a small club in Spain, Pena Deportiva, I guess, in Spain. And he is a possible candidate. Let's check and see. Okay, surprisingly, Mamadou Niass, who we considered a definite, did not make the team, whereas Idrissa Thiam, who we considered possible, did make the team. In addition, we have Beat Lequeri. Actually, not as a right wing, but he's just listed as a midfielder, but I'll include him here just because it's convenient to do so. Hang on, no, I'll be more correct and say he is a general midfielder. That means we haven't seen enough of him to know what kind of a midfielder he is, what position he plays in the midfield. He's just listed as a general, as a midfielder. So I call him a general midfielder. As opposed to a versatile midfielder, a player who moves from position to position in the midfielder, general midfielder is more like we don't know their position. And the reason we don't know his position is because he had never appeared for the national team prior to being named to the squad. Nevertheless, he is there. Beat Laquiri. Okay, so I imagine he will not be a starter. And Thea Medrisa is a bit confusing because we really expected Mamadou Niass to be there. So I'm not sure whether Idrissa Thiam will be a starter or not. Normally he would be kind of a substitute behind Niass there. Anyway, let's move on to talk about the forward lines. So we begin with attacking midfielders, where we have two possible candidates. And the first one is Behzahn Ahmed. And he's a veteran with the team. He played four of their 10 games in 2021, which is why we have him just as a possible candidate. But in fact, he's a veteran with the team. 34 years old, so getting up there. He's been with the team since 2013 and has 60 caps and 12 goals. He's recently returned to Nuad Hibou in Mauritania, but was with teams in Saudi Arabia and Tunisia, Tripoli and Lebanon and Algeria before that. So he's been all over North Africa. And he was in the 2019 African Cup. He subbed into game one at halftime and then took over the starting position. He's a good dribbler of the ball. Next possible candidate is Yassine Elwelly, or perhaps Yassine Cheikh Elwelly. He played just the last of their 10 games in 2021, and he was on the bench for the second last one, so just kind of came in at the end there. 23 years old, and he's been with the team since 2019, but only has four caps. So if he's on the squad, I imagine he would be a substitute. He's with Tatooine in Tunisia. Okay, next one is an injury doubt, so I'll put him as possible. It's Hassan Mokhtar El Eidy, or maybe Al Eid. Anyway, kind of a big player for them. He played the first three games in 2021, but was injured for the last seven matches, so it seems like a bit of a long time injury, but he was a very regular player for them before that. He's only 24 years old and has been with the team. That doesn't make sense, so maybe there's a mistake here. He's been with the team since 2013 and has 50 caps and 9 goals, so I'm guessing 24 years old is maybe a mistake. Anyway, he's with Real Valladolid in Spain, and is a big player for Mauritania. He was a starter in the 2019 African Cup. And it's a pity that he's injured. They'll definitely hope to have him back. One more name who we consider off the squad is Abdoulaye Sile Gueye, and he last appeared on the bench in November 2020. He was a sub in the 2019 African Cup. He's a bit of a veteran, but we will give more details if he is selected. So let's see about attacking midfielders. And could it be true that none of these guys were selected? Yeah, it seems like none of them were selected, surprisingly. So veteran Bassem Ahmed, who we consider possible, was not selected, nor was Yassine El-Weli, and nor was Hassan Mokhtar Ali Day. So that's a big loss for them. And Abdoulaye Selege also not selected. So quite surprising there. I'm just going to go back and check that because it doesn't seem right. Sorry about the delay. I want to get the information right, though. Yeah, I don't see any of the names on the roster there. So my information is right. It's just a little bit shocking. Okay, well, let's move on to forwards. And our first candidate, we have two definite candidates here. So I guess they will be handling the attack since there are no attacking midfielders selected. And the first one is Adama Ba. So Adama Ba played 8 of their 10 games in 2021. And he didn't play the first two because he was injured, but obviously recovered. He was a starter in 2019. He had some good chances, but he didn't score any goals. He is 28 years old and has been with Mauritania since 2013 and has 47 caps and 6 goals. So not a great percentage. That seems to be around 10 to 15%, around 15%. He plays for Lamia in Greece and was with Renaissance Berkane in Morocco before that. And he's also played in Turkey and France. All right, so that is Adama Ba, who we consider a definite candidate, as with Hemea Tamji. So Hemea Tamji has played 8 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 2 others. He's 23 years old and has 23 caps, but only 2 goals, so that's under 10% since his first cap in 2018. And he also is with New Adibo in Mauritania. And he was on the roster in 2019 for the African Cup, but he saw no action there. Okay, and then two likely candidates, Aboubakar Camara. Aboubakar Camara got his first cap in March and played 6 of their 10 games in 2021 and was not selected for 4 others. And he was actually named captain in the last game of qualifying, even though he's 26 years old and has just 7 caps. Yeah, he plays for Aris Thessalonica in Greece. And he played for Fulham for 4 years, Fulham in England before that, although he was loaned out to a few teams there. Okay, let's move on to the next candidate, Mohamed Soued. So Mohamed Soued returned after a 4.5-year absence in September to play 5 of their 6 remaining games. And he's 30 years old, but only has 7 caps, having been with the team since 2017. And he also plays for New Adibo in Mauritania. All right, and then one other candidate, but we consider him off the squad, is Suleiman Ann. So Suleiman Ann was in the 2019 African Cup as a substitute, but has not appeared since there. So we won't give details on him unless he's selected. And let's go and see who was selected. And predictably, quite a few of these guys were, since there were no attacking midfielders chosen. And our two definite candidates, Adama Barr and Hameya Tanji, were both selected. And in fact, both of them look like starters. So maybe one of those is kind of acting as the attacking midfield supporting role. And the two likely candidates, Aboubakar Kamara and Mohamed Soued, were also selected because they can't be all on the field at the same time. I'm going to say that they are subs, even though they did play quite a few games. So I got to put them down as maybes. Maybe they play in other positions, like on the side or in a support role. Beyond those two, we have two players who are added to the squad. So the first of these is Papa Imnu Ba. Papa Imnu Bar had never appeared for the national team before being named to the squad. He plays for Le Havre in France and is 28 years old. And similarly, Suleiman Doucoura never appeared for the squad before, before being named to this final squad. And he plays for Giresunspor in Turkey and is 30 years old. So maybe a couple of more players who have declared their allegiance to Mauritania. More and more clubs are kind of looking around for players living abroad who have a connection to the country. And it seems like some of these players from Mauritania fit into that category. Anyway, Pape Imnu Ba and Suleiman Doucoura, I have to consider them as subs because they're kind of untried with the team. But who knows, they may step straight into a starting position. We're not really sure. So let's go back and review. Okay, so we saw that manager Corentin Martins was out in the latter months of 2021, and in came Didier Gomes da Rosa to at least guide them through this tournament. For goalkeepers, it looks like Babacar Diop is our starter, and actually the backups were both new players brought in. In central defence, the likely starters are Abdul Bar and Abdali Mahmoud. And for left backs, we have Ali Abed, but a possible starter, Hussein Abdurrahman. And perhaps one of those are playing out of position, perhaps on the right side, because we only have a kind of a possible starter in Haroun Sai. In the defensive midfield, Yali Mohamed Delahi looks definite to be the starter, but Almike Ndai is a possible starter there too. In central midfield, we really don't have any candidates who look like starters. On left midfield, Umar Kamara is maybe a starter. And on right field, right midfield, Ibrahima Koulibaly looks like he'll be the starter there. On the right wing, though, we have Idrissa Thiam, who we think may be a starter. Among the forwards, we don't have any players coded as attacking midfielders that made the team, but we have quite a few strikers. So we think Adama Ba and Hemea Tanji will be the starting kind of attacking players. But maybe Aboubakar Kamara and Mohamed Soued. But these are just kind of predictions based on their participation. But things change. Once we get to the tournament, so we can never be sure. So that finishes our discussion of Mauritanian players for the African Cup, and we hope you enjoyed this introduction to the players. If you want more, we're trying to do a podcast for each of the African teams, but it's a pretty ambitious project, and we're not sure that we're going to do them all. But we've done quite a few of them, and you can find those at our website on soccerfiles.captivate.fm. That's soccerfiles, plural, with a PH. And if you just search International Soccer Preview or Soccer Files on Google, we probably come up somewhere there on the first page. And otherwise, you can email us if you have comments or suggestions to soccerfiles, same word, at gmail.com. So thanks very much for listening, and I hope you listen to other podcasts where we introduce teams, or else the podcast where we introduce the groups, group by group, introduction to the groups of the African Cup. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.